Coach, while we wait on those questions, if you could take a moment to comment on your team.
You are in queue.
The Arkansas game.
Well, very big challenge for us. First off, getting rid of the last game, you know, regrouping from that. You know, a game we did not play well in, we all know. So, and preparing for an ultra-physical football team that runs the ball extremely well, plays very, very physical, and is second in the country in pass defense. So, you know, I've said anytime I've talked about them, they're extremely well coached. Sam's done an unbelievable job. Barry, you know, should be the Broyles Award winner, you know, for what he's done to where they were at defense a few years ago.
We'll begin with Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Lane, I noticed that you said on Monday that you like the way Arkansas played defense, and you guys have kind of borrowed some things from that. I'm wondering what component that might play in this game, particularly if you guys go good on.
Did we lose Tom or Coach Kiffin?
Tom.
He's still connected. Let me. I think he put himself right back. Let's try to reopen his line. One moment, please.
Yep. Can you hear right now?
Yes.
I'm right here.
Go ahead, Tom.
Hey, okay. Yeah, Lane, you said on Monday that what you saw from the Arkansas defense last year was impressive, and you guys have borrowed some things from that. I'm wondering how that might play into this game, and if you guys go good on good, you know, how that could maybe be an advantage for you.
Well, I don't think it is, you know, with similarities in offensive structure and defensive structure. I mean, I think it just really neutralizes out.
Okay, and then when your dad was coordinator here, Arkansas and Ole Miss have played for a long, long time, even back when Arkansas was in the Southwest Conference. Have you gotten a sense of the history of this series from fans and stuff and the meaning of the game for you guys?
Yeah, I mean, we know, you know, there's been a long tradition of the game, and I mean, I don't really remember, but I lived in Arkansas, you know, with Coach Holtz, and, you know, so... They have great fans, very passionate. You know, even though it was COVID, we could still feel that in that game a year ago. You know, we noticed it in the Texas game. And again, you know, they're back to playing, which they had before, you know, years ago. You know, very physical and really good football. Very sound.
Next would be Nick Seuss of the Clarion Ledger.
Ty Sheen, y'all really haven't gotten too much production out of the freshman class yet. Is that about what you expected a month into the year, or were there some guys that you thought might be contributing a little bit more as the season went on?
Well, I think, I don't know if this is true around the country, but I think the COVID, with all the guys coming back the extra year, your seniors, I think that has to do with that. You know, those guys are gone. You usually got to fill in spots, you know. So I think that's part of it.
You've talked a lot about wanting to develop depth. Are there any of those guys that you've seen that might be able to step in and provide depth, or is that still kind of a work in progress?
Yeah, we're still working on that. You know, there are a number of them that do on special teams and even getting them on more teams, but we're still working on that.
Okay. Thanks, Lane.
Next would be Scotty Bordelon of Whole Hog Sports.
Hey, Coach, I'm intrigued with the skill talent at receiver in your game Saturday. I'm wondering what you make of Traylon Burks, and then secondly, what you think, you know, makes your group of receivers unique.
Well, Traylon, very explosive, obviously. You know, has, you know, two touchdowns over 5 yards. That says a lot. So, ours, you know, had a hit last week. You know, those three guys are, you know, the
strongest position on our team, you know, with three kind of veteran receivers that were bigger physical guys. And so not having Mingo, you know, in which we learned late last week, was an issue. So, you know, we've got to play better in the run game out there, not just the pass game.
Next would be Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Lane, how you doing? You're obviously a guy that knows a lot about coaching up quarterbacks. Wonder what your take is on KJ Jefferson. He's obviously a lot bigger than a lot of quarterbacks, and you know, just what do you think of him?
Yeah, the size is crazy how big he is. You know, I don't know, maybe Cam was that big at one point. I don't know. So that's an issue. You know, because it's like a giant running back there when he runs the ball, and you know, has, you know, improved in, you know, some throws. So very dangerous. You know, they make a, you know, a lot of big plays, you know, off the run game.
And you know, his passing, he said, like you said, he's hit some big plays. I think a lot of people had questions about his passing coming in, but what have you thought about him as a passer?
I think he's done some really good things. You know, hit a couple, you know, bigger plays. I think, you know, when you play Georgia and Alabama's defense, you know, if you just look at that game, you know, first off, I feel like we're back to SEC defenses in the SEC. You know, look at the stats. You know, there's all these teams giving up, you know, 14, 15, 16, 17 points a game. That's how it used to be. Last year, I think, spring, you know, premier offensive talent in the conference, you know, was a strange year with the numbers. So when you go play Alabama or Georgia's defense, you know, they can really throw you off. And I think that happened to both of us and happened to Arkansas last week.
Thanks.
Next up will be Nate Allen.
Well, just with Arkansas and Ole Miss both coming off big losses, is a fast start even more crucial than normal for this game?
I don't know that. I mean, you always want a fast start, you know, but if it doesn't happen, it doesn't happen. But, you know, that would obviously be great, get some momentum at home. And I would sure hope, you know, we have a packed house, you know, with a game like this, and I'm sure a good amount of Arkansas fans coming.
Also, just defensively, just what kind of problems does Arkansas present?
They don't give up almost any explosive plays. I know there's a lot of talk about how I follow analytics, but I kind of think whether they know this or do it on purpose, they basically play defense the way analytics will tell you. If you don't give up big plays and you make people snap the ball on offense, often they turn the ball over, make a mistake, get a penalty. So that's why for years, you know, explosive stats have, you know, been so involved. If you get one explosive play, two explosive plays in a series, how much more your touchdown percentage is.
Thank you.
Next, we'll go to Steve Moulton at WZZN.
Coach, hope you're doing well today. How's the bounce back been for your team since Saturday, Coach?
We're good. You know, it took a day or two, you know, because I think there was a lot of disappointment because there was so much buildup to that game. So, you know, we're back to work, and, you know, we were in a rhythm. I thought didn't want the bye, you know, when it happened, but it did, and kind of got out of rhythm. So, you know, we're trying to get back in that.
Defensively, out of Arkansas, it's already been mentioned about what they bring to the table, but specifically with Henry, Poole, Morgan, what kind of challenges do they bring to your offense, Coach?
You know, the fact that they can run the ball the way, take out the Georgia game, you know, because I think Georgia's going to do that to everybody. you know, outside of that, they really run the ball extremely well, and then everything coming off of that. You know, they got, you know, 3 games of, I think, 197 yards or more rushing.
Thank you, Coach.
Coach, wrap you up with AP Statham of WHET.
Good afternoon, Coach. Coach, why was Alabama able to slow you down, and what did you learn about your offense and your quarterback from the Alabama game?
Well, I thought he was all right. You know, made some mistakes. You know, didn't throw any interceptions on a bright note, but we didn't do a lot around him, and we really struggled to block them, much like Arkansas with Georgia's D-line. So he played all right, which is kind of probably surprising.
Thank you. That'll wrap you up, Coach. Thank you.
Yep.